I'm going to do something which I didn't plan to do,
but you wanted me to talk about something about Shani Yom Kippur.
Okay. And there's something, if you excuse me, maybe for 5-10 minutes, something like that, there's something amazing which I never noticed before. And then I was asking myself, why did the Rav notice this? But then I said to myself that it's only because I had the Dfus Frankel in the Siddur of the Rambam, which the Rav didn't have. Even though, I don't know, he went through Ksavier Berlin and Mamish, there were 3 volumes of differences between things. I don't know exactly, okay? But I'm going to talk to you something about the Siddur. I decided Chazoros HaShatz on Rosh Hashanah. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to put my finger on the Rambam, in the Siddur Rambam, go through word by word, okay? And I noticed something absolutely amazing. And then, when I got home, I found the same thing of Sadiqay. Okay? Now, just before we start, we were all brought up, when do you say Yalav Yovoy? Okay? You say Yalav Yovoy, you know, Rosh Chodesh, and in Ritzeh, right? And for some reason, on Yom Tov, you say it not in Ritzeh, you say it in the middle of the Shemoneh. So I'll talk about that later, Mitzvah. You know, what is Yom Tov? What's going on? But if someone would tell you that a Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, there's Yalav Yovoy, you would say, what is he talking about, okay? And the amazing thing is, not only does the Rambam of Sadi Green have it, but where they place it. If you would place Yav Yovel in Musaf only Rosh Hashanah, not Musaf of regular Yom Kippur, not Musaf Yom Kippur, only Rosh Hashanah. Okay? So what they did was in each of the 3 brachas, Malchi, Zichrinus, and Shoifres, we have Psukha before, and then there's a Bakosha afterwards, correct? The Kama Shoifer, whatever that has to do with Shoifres, and correct? The Rambam opens up the bracha of Zichrinus with Yalav Yovoy. The Siddur Rambam, after the Pasuk, Haben Yakel Yefraim, in Yelit Shashuim, Bechule Zoches Krenum, Rachim Rachim Num Hashem, Elokeinu Velekevuseinu, Ya'ale V'yovo, Yagia, Yeroe, Bechule, he doesn't go for the whole thing, Ad, Ki Keil Melech, Chanu V'rachim Otra, V'zochreinu, B'zikon Tori, M'leponecho, U'fogdeinu, B'fkudesh Yeshua, V'chule, and the whole end of the bracha, Bruch Ato Hashem, Zeich Abris. Okay. The same thing, Rav Sadiqay, Siddur Rav Sadiqay. I didn't check out more, what, less, but, but besides, I want to have this and that, that's enough for something, okay? So, the Rav never spoke about it, because I don't know if he ever was, because you look in awe, so I opened up the Tfus that we have, the old one. Emes, if you think about Yalav Yovoy, Vizoche, Zichoinenu, Fitunenu, Vizichon, Avaseinu, Vizichon Moshech, Bedover Avdecho, Vizichon Mishraim, Bekotche, Vizichon Lam, it's Zichon, 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 Zichon. In fact, so much so that, independent of this, my son comes over to me. And he asked him, he says, father-in-law asked him, but his father was a choshev rov in Prushim, and the rov of Prushim in Givat Shaul. He asked him, why is there so much mention of Zichronos to with Yalav Yovoy? He was looking at Yalav Yovoy in terms of the regular Yalav Yovoy. Okay, I'm going to get to that also. But, that Yalav Yovoy should be part of Zichronos? It's not a pella. Okay, it's something new. Okay, Habrisa. And what is Yalav Yovel? What Bechlal do we mention Yalav Yovel in general? In Davin, what does it do? Yalav Yovel, Yagiv Yovel, what's that? Habrisai. There are two Zichrines. Okay. There's the Zichrin Trua. That the Trua itself is a Zichrin. And you have the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Oma Kodesh Boruch Hu, Akiva, Oma Kodesh Boruch Hu. Yeah, that is Imu Lefonei Malchis, Amruch Aleihem, V'Zichreinu Eish, Shiyal V'Zichreinu Lefoneinu. The Ritfo says, Shiyal V'Zichreinu Lefoneinu Lefoneinu, Zichron Trua. And this, or the Zichron Trua, there's a separate Inyan of Zichreinu Eish, okay, Zichron Trua, and the Alevi Yovoi is that Zichron is the Alevi Yovoi on Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Then there's another Zichron. Uviyoim Simchaschem, Uvimoadeichem, Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Uvavaloisechem, Viniskartem. That the Chatzitz Reis on the Korban Musaf, okay, that brings that whole Seder with Shir and Chatzitz Reis together with the Korban Musaf, then it's count Mifnei Hashem Elokeichem with the Korban. V'yom Simchaschem, V'moadeichem, V'Ratshei Chodsheichem. That's a Machayev from all. That's a Machayev from Yontif. Is Moadechem, whether Rosh Hashanah, Moadechem, that Rosh Chayim, is that Rosh Hashanah, the Ramban, the Gemara is Mash, another way, but Rosh Hashanah is there, Yont is there, okay, and Rosh Chayim is there. And that is a death part of Avreda. Say Yoyt, it's part of Avreda, we'd say Hashem Elokeinu, B'Amcha Yisrael, U'Bisil Asom, for Hashem Esra Avreda, okay? In the middle of the Bracha from Avreda, we talk about this din of Niskartem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. That has nothing to do, you understand yourself, with the Zichron Trua. That's the Machayev of Yontif, of Rosh Hashanah, of Yom Kippur, of whatever it happened to be, okay? And Rosh Chodesh. In fact, we say in Me'ein Sholosh, but it's a little okay, forget. What do we say in Rosh Chodesh in Me'ein Sholosh? If you forget, or no, in Me'ein Sholosh, when on Rosh Chodesh, what do we say? What's Zachin of Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh? Was it doing anything? What's Zachin of Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh? Okay. And when the Gemara talks about the separate bracha, the Mormon Tessin bracha, the separate bracha, if you forgot Yalav Yovoi in Uvnei Yushalayim, that's where it should be, because the Chavrida. And if you get it, you say it right in separate bracha. And what's the bracha? It's also about zoxicolin. Okay? It's the Gemara in brachas. A memtes. The Gemara only wants to know where there's a chsima. The Gemara says, Hod the Yosef a ko'omar, Tov v'hiska sho'eshchay t'shrima, Bruch shenos en roshay chadoshim, Le'amo Yisrael le'zikorin. Or that the chesef le'shchidesh is a zikorin. The bracha says. Where does this come from? So comes the Ritfo in Rosh Hashanah. And comes the Ritfo. And the Ritfo says that it's from Uviyoim Simchaschem Moadechem Vashichachem Nizkartem. And this, the embassy show a korban quote, because it's the more quote is the korban echon oil mishneim. And on that Tosfos quotes of Yom Tov Chaschem Nizkarten. So there's Yalev Yovli of Zichrus Zichutua, and there's another Yalev Yovli of Zichoinenu Fikteinenu Nizkarten of Neshem Elokech. Okay. Now that, you know, with that itself, that thing is a contribution. Okay, it's a major interesting thing. Then I said to myself, something interesting. That's what I was until today. Okay, that was before Rosh Hashanah and thinking, oh, no, no. And that's the answer to my Machutin's question: why is it that Yahalovel is so mentioned of Zichreinos? Because that's in this cult of Lifnei Hashem Elokeich. Fukovel, the Chatzis Arakov in this cult of Lifnei Hashem. And this has nothing to do with Kolben. This is part of Zichrinus, a Zichron Tua. That I think is the same. Okay. Then I said to myself, and all these things you were thinking about, why is it that Yalev Yovei on Yontif we don't say in Mitzay, but we say Ata b'chalta, b'chol ha'amim, so elu ken v'yad v'seno, elu ken v'seno, and then we go v'asieno, whatever, right? Why is Yalev Yovel, why did it move to Mitzay? So, you know, if I wouldn't have asked the Kashi, you wouldn't have had a problem with things, and there's a contribution as it is now, okay? So I said to myself, the following. Is it possible, and this I'm just leaving it as a possibility, it could be that, if you remember, I mentioned the Ramban, or we learned the Ramban, in Shirish Aleph, that the Ramban has discussion about something called Simchas Hashir. And he asks, what's the makor for Midraisa? And he says, the Biyonis Mechaschem Moadeichem, Vloshech Hashechem. Okay. So it means there's an inyan of this posik, not only in Mikdosh, but in Gvun. Okay. Independent of Korban. The question is, I was wondering, and then it says, see, I'm not sure, because the Gemara is mesupik on Memtes, whether to say Simcha on Rosh Chodesh, in the bracha if you forget it. So, what?
I'm sorry, I didn't know the you see it's independent of the Mikdash because the Pasuk is not referring to
them. No, because the Mi'ub Yom Simchaschem Mo'adechem. So Ramban says, Lim'uteit, Mamayit, Gvurin, that there's no Simchas Hashir on Rosh Chodesh. But there's Simchas Hashir, and Simchas Hashir Shalom B'Shas Korban. You understand yourself. He's talking about what the Makor to say, how the Midraisa is, correct? So I was only wondering if there is the Yoim becomes the Yoim Shazikorin completely. It might be independent of Korban. Look, the same way that you can have Simchas Hashir without Korban, there might be Zichrinus without Korban on Yom Tov. And then it's Me'ein, it's part of the Tushayim. And then you would say Dafka over there in Elokeinu Elokeinu Seir Yalev Yovei, Baruch Atah Mekadesh Yisrael Ba'Hazmanim, Mekadesh Yehudoto, Mekadesh Yom Yom Yitzchak. That I'm not sure about. The first two things, I think there's a Yalev Yovei of Zichreinois, of Zichron Tua, and the Yalev Yovei of Nizkarten Lifnei Hashem Elokeicha. How does Yalev Yovei get in to Me'ein the Tushayim? That, I'm suggesting, might have to do with similar, the Ramban says, there's an element of that the Yoim is the Yoim of Simchas Hashir, from this pasuk Usmachtem, there might be also in Gevurim a Yoim of Zikaron to put independent of everything, and then it might have to do with the Sheikh. If that's true, then it's amazing. But I'm telling you, I understand two things. The third thing, I'm just telling you, I'm not sure I understand it, but it's certainly something to think about. And I think this itself is a contribution, just to know that the Yalav Yofoi from Zichrinus, okay, and upside the good from the Gainim. Okay, let's get started. Now, I mentioned last time, and that was a discussion, I told you that Ibur, whether it's only in discussion of our calendar, or it's further, the Ramban learns that the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, of Kiddush HaChodesh, is lav dafka Kiddush HaChodesh, but also Ibur Hashanim, and it's called Tikune Ibur. Okay? This idea of Melechet, I told you that the Rambam has Ibur in Mishneh Torah and in Pirush Mishnayos. But I failed to mention to you, he has Ibur in also in Sefer Mitzvah Kuf Nun Gimel. And there it's talking about Melechet Ibur. At least that's the translation of Pirush Milui according to Kappach. Okay, you'll find the Kufman Gimel, and there he's talking about the calendar of the Luach of the Cheshbon Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim.
Not Rosh Chodesh Dafka.
What?
Not Dafka Rosh Chodesh, but the whole thing.
He's talking about Melechas Ibur, but he's talking about, if you look at the Lashon, it says, V'hu zeh she'onu mechashem ha'yoyim b'chutz la'aretz. Bimelechet Ibur, I'm using because he says the Pirush Meluk, and there's an Ola down there, he's Ha'ol 44, he says that's the Pirush Meluk, Melechet Ibur, Shebiyodeinu. What do you mean Shebiyodeinu? It means the Indian of Melechet Ibur has a much greater purview. But that which is Biyodeinu is the Cheshbon of the calendar. So all I'm just trying to tell you, according to this Rambam, it's very clear that the issue of Ibur is a lot greater than just the calendar itself. Okay? That's just an aside. Okay? You can look at this if you want. You can see footnote 44, 46, and he also has this word which they translate as Emuna, which really is Deya. And it's Mamaji Seira Das. That's the way he opens this up. That's okay. He has that word which the Ram uses in Mitzvah Aleph and Mitzvah Beis, and it's Yud Gimel Ikrim. It's not Emuna, it's Deya. And I told you, it's a Deya that you could go into a debate and be able to hold your own. That's what the Ram is talking about, Yud Gimel Ikrim. That's what the word, that's what the Arabic, if you have an idea about that's the Arabic means. Okay, but say, that's all in you now. Let's go further. Now, if you pointed out, remember I pointed out, and I want to just go on from here, that the approach, I think I pointed out last week, the approach of the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos and in Mishneh Torah, the Kiddush HaChodesh, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is Choluk B'chlau, okay? Because the Pasuk the Rambam quotes, the Pasuk, what's the mitzvah, okay? So the posik in Mishneh Torah, okay, the posik in Sefer Mitzvos is Achidish Hazem, Achidish Hazem Lechem Rosh Chodeshim. Okay, and that's why I told you the Ramban quotes the second half of the posik, Rishon Lechem Chodesh Hashanah, because he wanted to say it includes also Ibur Hashanah. The Rambam in Mishneh Torah uses this posik at the beginning of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, and it's a din in the dinim from Kiddush HaChodesh. So it's chemes dafka yedei bezdin, and that the months, the calendar is a composite of a lunar calendar and a solar calendar. Months, and it is the word in the original word in the way the English month is for moon. Okay, even though it's not basically 31, 30, it's be'erch. But they moved the months not to be with the moon in order to fit into the year. And in Yadus, we do the opposite. We leave the months as lunar months, as they should be, and the solar is a solar year, and we have this idea of Ibur in order to make up for the difference. Okay? And that's a din. But the mitzvah from Kiddush HaChodesh is Asher Tikkun Oisam Mikoy Kodesh. Okay. Which Hipiori is amazing, okay? We understand because of that there is Hagav. And it's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, I think I mentioned it to you. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, there's an Inyan of Bezdin calling it and letting Tibatim and many people know about it, and the whole din of is also, so we understand, because the Rambam adds to the mitzvah in Mishneh Torah, he says the mitzvah is not only the chishuv and the idea, but also the kabbalas edim and the sending out of shluchim to let people know when Rosh Chodesh is and when Yontif is. Okay, so because that's hashetik oisam more mikoy kodesh. So we understand what the Rambam wants to get. The whole purview of what Kiddush HaChodesh has changed. Okay? That's true. Okay, it's changed. True. But the question is, we were brought up, when you learn Shir Shmini, that the Rambam has an issue with Halacha HaDolos. What is a mitzvah? And the Rambam does an amazing thing. He does something, if you look at it, if you look at it, you think that, it was like from, it wasn't even a Torah journal, okay? Because the Rambam starts out and starts explaining in Shir Shmini what a mitzvah was by a discussion of philology, language. And he talks about the Arabic language and what commands mean in various languages, okay? And then he quotes something which is amazing. He quotes, he quotes an Arabic pirush on Aristotle, Kilu, as part of his argument, a verbatim quote. Okay? That's the way he starts out, it's Tishereshmini, okay? And then afterwards, he points out what the word Sibu means, the Chazal, and different things, but that's the way he starts out the Sherish. Bekitzi is, a mitzvah, the Rambam says, is a Sibu. And therefore, the word lo is not necessarily a mitzvah, as holah, because it may be that it's a Sibu Dvorim. If I say, I didn't eat this morning, lo achalti baboker, okay, that's a mitzvah. That's a nice hole. Okay. Correct? And he says that both mitzvahs asay and mitzvahs loise are tzivuim. Okay? It's a command. And he explains what commands are in language and the discussion about commands. Okay? So to say asher tikul oisam b'moadom is a mitzvah is an amazing thing to say. And it could be, that's why he throws in, if you look in Mishneh Torah, he has two psukim. Asher tikkun oisam mikra kodesh. And that would explain everything that's going on, the shluchim, and the whole seder, which he's putting in the midst of Kiddush HaKodesh. And then he says, v'shamata zachuk azeis l'moadah yom yom yima. And I understand why they introduced that. Because that's the tzivui. Okay. But we don't know where the Rambam's coming from. Because the best you can get according to Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, Shemat is Chuk Azois, the Chuk is Pesach. That means to watch Pesach is Ibur Hashanah, as opposed to watching the Chuk as a Pesach, or the Korban Pesach, or whatever, if you look at the Mephoshim, it's galore on what it means, okay? The Rambam has taken this pasuk without a clear mandate. I didn't find a mandate. Maybe I missed it in Chazal that the Chukas HaPesach Mizim Rosh Hashanah and quoted in the second pasuk. This or this, he says. Okay. And what's even more amazing is because of this. Now the Lama Yichus Tefillin. That quotes Mishamata Sachukazois Miyom Yomino, that he says, Kolomaniach Tfilin, Akhay Shkia Sachama Lachatkila, is Oiva Bolisase, Shinema Mishamata Sachukazois Miyom Yomino. Okay? Which is Rabbi Yisrael Galili. So how can the Chacham take Rabbi Akiva on one hand and passing like him in the Kiddush HaChodesh? And it was full and passing of Yisrael Galili. And even more so, you know, that's why I asked the question then, you know, even more so, is he Shomer? Okay, but Shomalta, is it sometimes, is he Shomer that say, he Shomer the as the lav lav, right? And that's the most quoting Rabbi Yochanan as saying, that's why it's on a Torah, correct? So how does the Rambam quote it in Hilchos Tefillin as an Asholah, as a Lois HaSeh, and Hilchos Kiddush HaKodesh, he quotes an Asseh? Not only is he moving and taking two positions at the same time, but taking two opposite positions on two different issues. Okay? Just want to point, first of all, if you didn't notice that, that's a point, okay? I think it's a point. I just want to tell you something, okay? If you'd ask me, I would tell you what I'm going to say. The Ram film, the Loshen is not mashma like that. But it has to be like that. And the same the Rambam is machayivit, okay? Now, if you remember, I always tell you that where the Rambam puts the Pratei HaMitzvah, that tells you, in the halachas, in which halachas, that tells you something about the mitzvah. So I told you, for example, the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif mentions Simchas HaChag, okay? But he doesn't put the mitzvah of Samachta B'Chagecha at the beginning of Hilchos Yontif. He puts the beginning of Hilchos Chagigah, okay? And I always tell you, because the mitzvah in Torah Shebiksav, or that the mitzvah mina mitzvahs of Simchas Yontov is Chagigah. Oh, Achilles Besal Kotch. And I said that it's a drosha, as Ram says, and it was the Bechlal HaSimcha is Anoshim Buruim Lahem, Poshet the Bosan Yayin, Noshim Buruim Lahem, Begodim Tachshitim, Ketanim Negoizim, Egoizim Mekoyois, and, correct? Okay. So therefore, the mitzvah is mentioned only in Hilchos, only in Hilchos Chagigah, not in the beginning of Hilchos Yontif, correct? Similarly, the Rambam, and the Rav always to point this out, that the mitzvah, Ubiyonisim Chascham Merodeichem Rosh Chodsheichem, okay, the Ram in Sefer Mitzvahs is mashma that it goes both on Chatzitzreis b'shas korban and also on Tainius. And you know why? Because the mitzvah is the Tkiyas Chatzitzreis. And the two times you have that, so that's where it has the minyan mitzvah. If you look at the way he formulates in Mishneh Torah, the mitzvah is not the tkiyah lechatzitzreis. It's what you call zorka. And the zorka is accompanied with the cry. It's a different type of tefillah. As the Rav used to say, it's a cry like an animal. It's not a formal man and tefillah as an ambassador standing for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Here, it's almost like a behemah chaya crying, making sounds of anguish, beseeching the Rabbi Yisrael. And that's what's going on in Tainus. Okay? Therefore, since the mitzvah has changed, the Rambam puts it in Hilchos Tainus, the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is Chatzetzos, and he starts off Lizek together with Chatzetzos. Okay? Okay? So that's just the examples. A lot of other examples, that's the start. This Lisaseh, which the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Tefillin, okay, it never made it to Minyan Mitzvahs. It's an amazing thing, okay. And the Rambam has a few Isilaseh which didn't make it to Minyan Mitzvahs. They have a whole discussion about that, but that's not the issue. But a Lisaseh, it doesn't make it to Minyan Mitzvahs. No. You know, it's unheard of. But the Rambam said before, Shachalaytaseh. Okay. So, this all says to me, the fact that he quotes the Aseh in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, okay, and not in Hilchos Tefillin, the Lav, and there's no Lav B'chol in Minyan Mitzvahs, what I seem to see, and maybe I'm mistaken, is that this whole loisaseh in Hilchos Tefillin can't be serious. Because if it's serious, Yitzchak missed the boat. And the Rambam himself says in Akdoma, the reason why he wrote, the Rambam says in Akdoma to Sefer Mitzvahs. Why am I writing Sefer Mitzvahs? Because I want to write Mishneh Torah. And how am I going to know that all the halachas are there? Because I'm going to set my Mishneh Torah up according to the Tayag Mitzvahs. And I know I have all the Tayag and I have all the Halachas. So, that this is the real mitzvah, a lav, not an asmachta ba'alma, is very difficult for me to fathom. So all I just want to tell you one thing. I'll be the first to admit to you, if you read the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin, okay, it's a very strange lashon lechatchila. Means the first time, it's not leaving them on, but he puts the tefillin on. Achre shkiyas achamo, oivu b'loisa shenema. This loisa said, miyom yamima. So it's the lashon is a serious lashon. All I'm just trying to tell you that on one hand the lashon is a very serious lashon, but everything says that this can't be serious. And that's what I'm going to leave you with. But that's just an aside. But I understand why he wants this, because he has a real mitzvah. And they have a mitzvah in Kiddush HaChodesh and Yivash. Okay? The only thing is, I ask myself, even if you have, okay? You see, I see Asher Tiko Eisel Mo'adom, I can have for Kiddush HaChodesh and for Yivash. That I'm okay with, right? It's Kiddush HaChodesh because that's the Gemaras. And Asher Tiko Eisel Mo'adom is referring to Yom Tovim also like that. And that's the Rambam quotes. If you open up the Rambam Kuf Nun Gimel, when he quotes the Divrei Kabbalah of Asher Atem Afilu Shoigim, not a filu, a filu anusim, he's talking about Asher Tigoisim, which means also, he says, both Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov. Doesn't he say it there? And he learns later that it's referring to Yom Tov. So it means that in the Tigoisim of Mo'adom, okay, Asher Tigoisim of Mo'adom is Yom Tov. So once it's Yom Tov, it's also Yivashon. So I understand that. You have everything. You're just missing the tzivui. Okay? But I look at Shemata Sachuk Azeis Mimamorimorda Yom Yom Mimimor. I can imagine, even if you stretch it and say Chukas HaPesach means that the month should be at the proper time. Okay? But that includes Kiddush HaChodesh. That's a little amazing. Let's see. You can't imagine that Ziba Shalom Rakiv. You know, you have to you have to do a lot of work to get there. So those are the two things that we have over here. I just wanted to just, you know, to add a little bit of what I spoke about last time, you know, just to make put the things in the proper light. Now next. Now here, I'm just a little bit confused, okay? In the Prote of Mitzvahs, at the beginning of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, the Lashon Rambam is like this. Mitzvahs say achas, vihi lechashev, v'leida, v'lekvoya. It's not only the chishu, but to come to conclusions about it, and to know, I guess, if the Edom can, if it's possible to see the moon tonight or not, because the Rambam says very clearly, if it's impossible to see the moon tonight, they don't sit. Lechashev, v'leida, b'ezi yoyim, hu tchilas kol chodesh, v'chodesh mechodshi Hashanah. Okay. So, but I'd ask you, there's nothing to do with Yibar Hashanah over here. Okay. See, I can imagine that the Rambam is put in Halach Ches, when he mentions the mitzvah, and he says, the Shluchim are going out, okay, because you want to know which day is Yom Tov, whatever it is. So I can imagine there's something to do with Yibar Hashanah because you want to have the Yom Tov on the right day, even though it's not explicit. But over here, it's a major thing. It's strange. So I was just wondering, maybe the Maram is, when he says, Kilas kol chidish v'chidish mechodshi Hashanah, that he's setting up the year with from Chadashim, and he kills kol chidish v'chidish mechodshi Hashanah. He might have a remez to Yibar Hashanah, but you know, you need to do a lot of work on it. But that's the nusach in the Prote Mitzvahs. Now, he says, what is the mitzvah called? We brought up the mitzvah called Kiddush HaChodesh, right? Correct? And that's what he says explicitly in Sefer Mitzvahs, correct? In Kuf Nun Gimel, without, in the original Hebrew, the original Arabic is in Hebrew, okay? Vuhu, Mitzvahs Kiddush HaKodesh, doesn't he say that? We talk about Cheshbon, Vuhu, and that's in the Arabic, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, good, that's I know, I said that's correct. Okay? So, the Mitzvahs Kiddush, right? But what does he say in the beginning of Kirchus Kiddush HaKodesh in the part of Mitzvahs?
Chashavaleda.
No, but, and what else?
V'lekvoya!
He doesn't talk about Kiddush, he talks about Kfiyas. Okay? The question is that Bezdin being Kveya the Chodesh without Kfiyas is also part of the mitzvah. And it might not be Kiddush. The question is, so when Bezdin decides, okay, when Bezdin decides, let's even make the most extreme case, they're sitting on the 30th day, and they decide that the moon cannot be seen on the 30th day. They're coming, they make a cheshbon, okay? So they say there's no reason to have a Kabbalah, have yeshivas bez on the 30th day for Kiddush HaChodesh, because not to talk about it, if they come to Eidei Sheker. The keshes are here. Using spherical trigonometry, they come to the reason that the arc between the moon and the sun and the type of year and the ecliptic and all the different things that Ram is talking about in Kiddush HaChodesh, it's impossible to see it. Okay? Okay. Because no one can see the moon on a solar eclipse. Okay. Either you see something moving in front of the sun, you don't see the moon. Because There's no light on the moon's surface on the side that's facing us. Okay. In order to have that, you have to have a certain number of degrees of arc. So they came to the, it's not going to be. So, how is Rosh Chodesh? Is it Kiddush HaChodesh? Or is it Kfiyas HaChodesh? Some jesting, it's Kfiyas HaChodesh. And the Ram does something else. There's another case that might be Kfiyas HaChodesh. Open the Perek Yud Ches of Hilchos. Perek Yud Ches. Perek Yud Ches. Perek Yud Ches of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. The Ram says that what happens month after month that it's cloudy at the time at the beginning of the month. So how do you, what do you do exactly? Okay. In fact, Rabbi B'chaya brings the guy from Nachachumish, he says the whole 40 years there was an ominous, they didn't see the moon anyway. So he says the Ika the Ika is the Cheshbon, okay? So the Ram says the Maseri Ish Mipi Ish, he doesn't say it's Aloch Mishin in the Cheshbon, that Bezdin has the right capriciously to convey when Rosh Chodesh is in order to keep the calendar straight. And that's Kvias, and that's also part of the Mitzvah. Kriv Mechadoshim, even without Kiddush. Okay? That's Perek Yud Ches. Okay, now. You look at the Ches, Aloch Aleph, Yubeis, Dov, Yodu, Bola, I can read it to you with it. Ela Kabbalah Shebiyara Hachonim. Ish bi pi ish, if he Moshe Rabbeinu, Kachu. Ish bi ish bi Moshe, Kabbalah, okay. Shebizman Shelo Yiyo Yireyach Petchilus HaChadoshim, Chodesh HaChodesh. Bezdin Kivin Chodesh, Moruba, Mishloishim Yoyim, Chodesh Chosef, Mitisha V'Eslim Yoyim. Bechein Mechashmin, בקייבין חודש מאובה בחודש חוסר בקביר ולוי בקידיש בקביר לוי בקידיש. That's pretty clear. You know, is it clear than that? שאין מקשן אל העריר ופור מויסי מולי אחר מולי או חוסר אחר חוסר כמו שאירו להם מן החש. Take it aside. So that's the Ram's קייבין. Okay. Now, I want to suggest to you, and this is what we have to think about, that not only these two cases I mentioned, that Bezdin decides about the 30th, the 31st, okay, or the cloudy days, the question is, does our calendar have anything to do with the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh? The calendar. L'chaira, you'd have said absolutely nothing. However, it's not clear at all. It could be the coin to the Rambam that the Kfiyas Rosh Chodesh al pi acheshbon, the Luach is b'chal mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh, both according to Sefer Mitzvahs and according to Mishneh Torah. In Mitzvah Kuf Nun Gimel, the Ram says, and I'm giving you the better translation, okay? B'kan Sri Godol Mi'oid, Mi'yisrinis Hadei, that's the atake, that's the things you have to know, and you have to know well. Sei Godo, Mi'oid, Mi'yisrinis Hadei, Lo Ye'eduhu, Vulragishaboy, El Hamamikim B'chochma. A certain profundity in order to even get to it. Vuhu Ze, Sh'onu Mechashim Hayoim, B'chutz La'oretz. B'meleches o ibo, that's meleches or seder, whatever the word is, okay, translation. She biyodeinu vi'oimin sezeh hayoim u'esh chodesh v'zeh hayoim yontif loy b'nei cheshboneinu nikveu yontif b'shum ponim ervinei shebezen hagodol shebe'eretz Yisrael kvar kavu zeh hayoim u'esh chodesh o yontif. ופני אמרום שזה היום ראש חודש, אוי, יונטיב יהיה ראש חודש או יונטיב. It's all because of them. בין שאויס הפולוסם זויס בחשבון או בריא. בחשבון אוי בריא. It's an amazing thing. K'moy shebo b'feirush, and that's a piyush ha-makubo. Eile mo'ad de'ashem, asher tiku oisom, ein li mo'ad ois, elo eilu, kloimav, sheyoimu heim, shehei mo'ad ois, afilu shoygim, afilu anusim, afilu mutim, k'mo shebo sonu, bosnu ha-kabolo. L'chei, what he means is a pirush mekubo. Or that's the pshat. Asher tiku oisom mikoy kodesh. And the atem afilu anusim, this discussion should be Yeshua Elam Gamliel according to the pirush mekubo. V'anachnu omnom nechoshev hayoim kedei sheneida hayoim shekobu heim. What's the name of Bnei Eretz Yisrael? Boy Rosh Chodesh. Ki memeloch hazois v'atma moinim v'koyim mayoim. You know, he's talking about the mitzvah. Because in Sefer Mitzvahs, it's not a discussion, a soliloquy, or just, about or dinim. He's telling you what the mitzvah is. V'ani oisef l'cho, b'yu. Ilu ef sheterach Moshe, shebnei Eretz Yisrael ya'adru me'Eretz Yisrael, cholilo l'keel me'aseis zeris, ki hu eftiyah she'imoche she'eris ha'umo l'gamre, v'lo yiyah shom בזדן ולאייה בחוץ לאורץ. בזדן סומך, הנה חשבוננו זה יועילנו. לא יילנו עוז כלום בשום פונים. לפי שאין לנו רשות שנחושב בחוץ לאורץ, ונעבר שונים, ונדניק והחדושים, אלא בצורים ונזכות כמו שביאלנו. כי מציון תצא סירו. ודבר השם ירושלים. וכשנזבוינן מי שיש לו שכל שולם, ושנס הטעם בכבון הזה, יזבוין לו מה שאמרנו ביו, אין סוף לפות. I'll tell you something. And this is just a side note. I don't know if it's kfir or not, okay? Maybe it is. But I don't get it. For 3 years in the history of Klal Yisrael, there was a machlikis between the Bnei Eretz Yisrael and Bnei Chutz La'aretz, which are Sadi Goyim and Rameya from the Rosh Hagula in Eretz Yisrael, okay, about Mulad Zokein, about the Sutton Mulad, El Rosh Hashanah, which he kvei the whole year based on the movement of Rosh Hashanah, had a kvei the years. And for 3 years in Eretz Yisrael and in Bovo, they kept different days of Yom Tov. Okay? It's an amazing thing. Okay? Frankly, I'm not sure if the Ram was aware of this, but if you accept the Ram's argument, l'cheira, what he's basically saying is you have to accept the mayor. Now, Sadiq's argument is Lo Yinich Kmoys Ba'aretz. He doesn't have a discussion over Lo Yinich Kmoys Ba'aretz. Because Lachir, he can't have a discussion Yadlu. If there be no one there, it's Israel, you don't have anything. Because it's Lo Yinich Kmoys Ba'aretz, and you're okay. Okay, so that's just an aside. That's just to whet your appetite. I have no clue about what this all means, but Lachir, I'm not sure even according to Rambam, what calendar we use, how do we go about doing these things now?
You don't need smuchim.
I don't know how this works, okay? Because the Rambam, and everyone knows, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, that you never needed smuchim for Kiddush HaChodesh according to the Rambam, as you know yourself. Because the Rambam says in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh that until you may abide in Rovo, okay, they were they acted as a bona fide bezin. Okay, so Ram Sheet is you don't need smuchin, correct? Because we don't know if there was smicha. We don't know anything. It could be there was. It could be, I don't know. Maybe there was. Okay, but he clearly says that's what's going on today. Mishneh Torah. So. In Mishneh Torah, you understand. He says like this. In Perek Hei, Mehuchos Kiddush HaChodesh Alach Yigimu, Zeh Shonu Machashven Bezman Hazeh, Kol Echad V'Echad B'Iroi, V'Oi Mishor Yish Chodesh Yoyim Ploni, V'Yontif Yoyim Ploni, V'Yom Ploni, Lo B'Cheshven Shalonu Oyel Koyvim, Vulo Abar Smechim, Samechim, Shein Ma'abrim Shonim, Bekoyim Chadoshim Bechutz Laretz. That's the name Ram, Hayoim, Hayoim, Hayoim. Vi Einor Smechim, Alo Cheshman Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Ukfiyosu. That's Kfiyas. And that's also part of the Kfiyas of the Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Kfiyas of the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Zeshon Machashvin, Legalis Hadova Bovadu. So they give him also. Kibishon Yoidim, Shal Cheshvin Ze, Hain Sainchin, On Machashvin Leda, Yoim Shekhovu Bovenea Israel, Eze Yoimu. Since we happen to know what they use, we can use the calendar. Because we know they use our calendar. But if they would use a different calendar, it's nothing. Because we know they use our calendar. Ukfiz Ben Yisrael. Ukfiz Ben Yisrael. Oisoy Hushi Yer Oishchidish O Yontif Lo Bnei Chesh Peshon O Machash. So I just want to tell you. I want to tell you something. That's just amazing. Just to get started. I'm going to finish this. But I'm at the beginning of Perek Hei. Of Luchos Kiddush HaChodesh says Aloch Mishmi Sinai that Bizman, when it's Sanhedrin or whatever it is, Sanhedrin or Kavei L'Chodesh. When there's no Sanhedrin, the Kavei L'Chodesh, according to what? According to Cheshbon of Molin and Soy, Shiv Yodeno. And that's Aloch Mishmi Sinai, correct? So, Chayra, it's a little portion. Halachah Mishmishinai can't have to do with mitzvah. Because the Ram defines Halachah Mishmishinai in Akdomat Zroyim is what is Halachah Mishmishinai? Pure, unadulterated Torah Shebaal Peh. Nothing to do with Pesukim. And the Chmitzis is Pesukim. It's the Chterah, right? Last of the Chterah by mitzvah, the way he starts the Akdomah in Mishnah Chterah. I ask you a question. Did you ever look at the Rambam in his Akdamot Zroim that he quotes his 31 Halach L'Mishmi Sinai and he says he might have all of them? Okay. Do you know that this is not part of it? Okay. What I would suggest to you, according to the Rambam, and that's what I would assume in Sefer Mitzvahs also, can you Mekayim, and how can Allah tell you about a mitzvah when a Torah should drop it? It can't be something. So the same way there was a Kabbalah of Ashetiku Oysu Moado, Atem Afilu Mezi, Atem Afilu Shoyim, Atem Afilu Anusim, this also was a Kabbalah, according to the Rambam. This whole Seder from Kfiyas HaChodesh Al Pi Cheshvan was part of that Kabbalah. And the conveyor depends upon the Bnei Eretz Yisrael.
Let's explain why it's not in the list. Or
it's not in the list because that's the list of Alochim Shnei, not in Piyush Mekubal. This is part of the Pshat Asher Tikul Oysom, that you, because the Ram goes out of his way when he's explaining Asher Tikul Oysom, and he goes to the side and this and that. Or the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, or the Bezdin. And that is what he did. And that's an amazing thing. Because there's an amazing thing. The whole Lashon of Kiddush HaChodesh in Lochem is a Chodesh in Lochem, and it's Mesul the Bezdin. So according to the Ramban, we're okay. Because Ramban does something which is amazing. He calls, when he says Kiddush HaChodesh, or Biriya or Bekriyas, in Kuf Nun Gimel, that's what he says. And then at the end of Kuf Nun Gimel, he claims, from his perspective of history, Rabbi Hillel HaNasi was Mekadish Chodoshim Ala Osim. And the calendar was that Bez and Taka sat down then, but not now. But the Ram doesn't have that. And you have to ask yourself, how does it play itself out? Really, what does Bezdin do? What do they have to do? What do the people do? What's going on? That the Rav talks about that. I mean, I'm just going probably past my time now. But that's absolutely amazing thing. But the Rambam, that's the mitzvah. And it changes. And that's the kfiyas. That this kfiyas, not only when they decide not to be Mekadosh, you can't be Mekadosh the Chodesh, maybe they're Ma'abah the Shah, I don't know. Not only in Yom Ha'unon, but the whole cheshbon of the halacha meshina or the mesira ish mipi ish is also part of the mitzvah according to Ram, and that's what he's stressing both in Sefer Mitzvahs and in Mishnah Torah. Let's all pick this up.